Kwazwai, muri Zimbabwe, ndinomukamuchirai muchirongwa chedu chevechidiki, uhlelo The Connection lelami Michael Hove. Welcome, Zimbabwe, muhle to The Connection, Studio 7's very own youth program that targets tackling anything and everything youth-related. We're coming to you live from Studio 7, Voice of America. And today is Tuesday, the 10th of December, 2019. Once again, Zimbabwe, muhle, mtswaza muhle. I'm your host, Michael Hove. Once again, Zimbabwe muhle ndinomukamuchirai muchirongwa chedu chevechidiki uhlelo The Connection lelami Mike Hove. And today is Tuesday, the 10th of December, 2019. Tonight on The Connection, we focus on human rights. Now, the 10th of December, 2019 doesn't only mark the official ending of the 16 Days of Activism Against Gender-Based Violence campaign that happens every year. However, it is also a day set aside by the United Nations as Human Rights Day. Now, this day targets towards spotlighting the inalienable human rights that everyone is entitled to as a human being. Now, the theme of this year's human rights focuses on abantu abasakhulayo, vanhu vechidiki. Now, for those that don't know, the theme of this year's Human Rights Day is youth standing up for human rights. Vanhu vechidiki vari kusimukira kurwira kodzero dzevanhu. Abantu abasakhulayo bayasukuma belwela amalungelo abantu elizweni emphakathini emhlabeni jikelele. Now, with all that in mind, namhlanje kuhlelo, I found it very important ukuthi sikhangele ilizwe lethu. Let's zone in on Zimbabwe. And the big question I have for all my panelists that are going to be coming in, for you, njengomlaleli wethu ongenayo kuhlelo, is, are human rights being respected in Zimbabwe? But before we delve deeper and focus on lokho okwenzakalayo kwele Zimbabwe, I'm looking at what is happening across the African continent. Sikaluhlelo, as we kick off our program, I want us to head over to Ethiopia. Lapho Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed was awarded isicoco ese Nobel Peace Prize for bringing about a peaceful resolution of a dispute that's been happening between Ethiopia and Eritrea. Let's head over to Prime Minister Abiy and hear more what he had to say about his Nobel Peace Prize.
Ethiopians maintained peaceful coexistence between the followers of the two great religions because we always came together in faith and worship. We, Ethiopians, remained independent for thousands of years because we came together to defend our homeland. The beauty of our Ethiopia is its extraordinary diversity. The inclusiveness of Maddamar ensures no one is left behind in our big extended family. It has also been said, no man is an island. Just the same, no nation is an island. Ethiopia's Maddamar-inspired foreign policy pursues peace through multilateral cooperation and good neighborliness.
That was Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed owe lizwe ele Ethiopia. Ndiwo Prime Minister weku Ethiopia wakava kuwanaoka kupiwa o Nobel Peace Prize. Now, let's head over to loko kwenzakalayo elizwe ni gwele Zimbabwe. Shuruku itika ku Zimbabwe uko. Over the past year, Zimbabwe as a nation, not just the past year, but I'll argue past 2 years, Zimbabwe as a nation has suffered a series of several human rights violations. One of them recently happened in November 2019, where abantu abasebenzela uhulumende, ma civil servants, clashed with the police as they were protesting the ongoing, deepening, worsening economic conditions that are happening in the country. Let's take a look at a clip that shows what exactly happened as these protesters clashed with the police.
Oh,
Sithanda ukubonga umnumzana uColumbus Mavhunga nguyo esikhathi esiningi uyambona on the ground esithatha ama-video that we out here broadcasting. Liyabona nje zulukandaba, those were civil servants. Anzi ndikafunga pay yangu. Ayi wakwawo maomana ndikafunga pay yangu. That was an event that happened recently in November. Lapho abantu abasebenzela uhulumende, vanhu vanoshandira uhulumende, ama civil servants clashed with amaphoyisa betshengisela besithi hayi isimo somnotho is making it very difficult ukuthi abantu baphile elizweni. Because of that, bona sebekhala besithi hayi ngcono lisinikeze either imali yethu ngamayusa or ngcono lisinikeze imali that is equivalent to irate eyamayusa. So if you're looking to join tonight's discussion whereby we're discussing Human Rights Day, you can either text me on WhatsApp on +12024650318 or you can call me live ecingweni mthwakazi omuhle eZimbabwe omuhle on +12026192077. Ndodzo kurazwe kare +12024650318 pa WhatsApp and then +12026192077 ecingweni live on air. We're broadcasting live on radio on 909 medium wave frequency pa 4930 13860 uyeje pa 15460 kilohertz pa shortwave. Now on the internet we're streaming live on our three web pages as usual. Zimbabwe, www.voazimbabwe.com, sikonanjalo www.voashana.com, www.voashana.com, www.voandebele.com. So, mthokazi omuhle Zimbabwe omuhle, if you love the internet, please feel free to stream with us. And of course, I'm urging you ukuthi lingene kuhlelo, libhale imibono yenu emakhasini ethu amathathu ku Facebook, njalo monyora uma comments pa WhatsApp. Magatira chirongwa chidu chere chidiki uhlelo The Connection mwineni Maikobe.
Hey ta, hola, ndeipiko, hamadzangu. If you are with us right now, you are tuned into The Connection. I'm your host, Maikobe. Tanki, abontanga. Tinotenda zvikuru nekupinda muchirongwa. Now, all I ask is that you follow us on social media and join the conversation. Our Facebook pages are VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona, and VOA Ndebele. Or you can text us on WhatsApp. The number is +12024650318. To converse with me, ngawufuna ukukhuluma lami, kana utshawara neni. Follow me on Twitter and Instagram. The username is @BigMike3. BigMyke3.
Imali yeqolo ingoma eka DJ Skyver. Siyabonga kakhulu DJ Skyver. Once again Zimbabwe muhle, welcome to The Connection, Studio 7's very own youth program that targets tackling anything and everything youth related. Namhlanje kuhlelo nasi mchirongwa, we're focusing on human rights elizweni. Elion ngike ngaba lohlelo lapho besilo mnumzana uthafatswa mugwadi webandlele zanu PF la uke wangena apho pandanchi mbo hosta ochirongwa chedu Let's Talk ngati kurukurei bukhasi lethu ele VOA oshona besi tinta udaba olufanayo tachienderamberi tachikurukura nyaya yekodzero dzevanhu munyika. Pane vateereri vakawanda vambopindawo muchirongwa vachichema vachiti nemaondro avo kodzero dzevanhu hadzisi kuremekedzwa kuZimbabwe, asi ivo vamugwadi vabata nyaya dzakasiyana-siyana. But to zone it down, vati hurumende iri kuita zvese in their power to ensure kuti kodzero dzevanhu hadzisi kumbunyikidzwa munyika. Vabatawo nyaya dzokuti anaposa nanamoposa yakaripirwa pakapindwawo mutemo mucha unonzi mopa uyo nechinangwa chekukurudzira kuremekedzwa kwekodzero dzevanhu. Tinshow kuti panoratidzira vanhu hapana kana noise, iyo inoti maintenance mopa inoti maintenance peace and order. Saka ndiyo nyaya yatinayo muchirongwa mukoma Zimbabwe muhle. Kana muchida kupinda muchirongwa munokwanisa kundi text pa WhatsApp pa +12024650318. Munokwanisa zvekare kundifondera live parunare pa +12026192077. Asibonani kuti abantu vatsine makhasini ethu amathathu singakaqali uhlelo ngempela. Ngibona ukuthi kukhasi lethu ele VOA Studio 7 abantu sebeqalile ngempela ukungena kuhlelo. Sinini khuphe uthi linjani basakazi, ngilibamba kuba ngikhona ngisemzansi eMidrand kunjani eMidrand mnumzana Prince Mchenje ari kuti watching you live from Mozambique kuriseko ku Mozambique Emmanuel Makura ari kuti watching you live from Secunda ku South Africa va Antonio vari kuti aiwa ndiri pa Mozambique ndiri kukunzwa zvakanaka tinotenda zvikuru kana muchida kupinda muchirongwa haumana nyorai ma number tino atichike nasi tinokufondai kuitira kuti mupinde nehuwandu hwenyu papeji redu reVOA show navanhu havasi kutya zvechokwadi vari kuisa manhamba vada kupinda muchirongwa nehuwandu hwavo pana vajohn bonda vatotanga kuisa nhamba yavo tinotenda zvikuru vabonda asi chikurusa vabonda isai code tizive kuti muri kuzimbabwe here muri kumozambique here muri kusouth africa here tokufondrai vamunemo vari kuti how are you doing people studio 7 aiwa isu tiri nani tina sisharp munomuzana munene wenu unjani varichard pise vari kuti ndiri kufondrai ndiri kusouth africa ndiri kuonawo vaisa nhamba aiwa tinotenda zvikurusa tichakufondrai simon chitanda vaisa nhamba hanzi please call vamunemo vati you're free to call me to give my view on the topic vaisa nhamba yake vari kuzimbabwe ako vavila nyaruwata nao vaisa nhamba zvechokwadi pane manhamba akawanda vanhu varida kupinda muchirongwa kukasi letu ele voa ndemele abantu sebeqalile ngempeni kugena kuhlelo mukhokeli ukhona uti linjani aisiphilile bhuti mukhokeli wenu njani uthabisa ncube uti lishona njani basakazi thina sisharp mnumzana ncube wenu njani usibanda uti there is no rights in zimbabwe only zanu pf have rights not any other person lubona njani udabula ukhona ekudwini ngenani kuhlelo mthwakazi omuhle lilalele uhlelo lwethu labasakhulayo uhlelo the connection lami umike hobe na let's hear ukuthi uguest wami wokuqala usengenine la kuhlelo ndana guest wangokuthanga eredu I have my first guest hanzi guest asathi auya I want ndiyo nyaya yatinayo right mthwakazi omuhle so let me head over to ikhasi lethu lapho United Nations balobe okunengi ngempela about the day itself. The United Nations wrote ukuthi namhlanje mhlaka 10 December it is a Human Rights Day. But the Human Rights Day is observed every year on December the 10th, which is the United Nations General Assembly adopted it in 1948. Lapo, they had a document, it was the United Nations Universal Declaration of Human Rights, EUDHR, which is a milestone document proclaiming the inalienable rights which everyone inherently entitled to as a human being, regardless of race, color, religion, sex, language, political, or any other opinion. Most importantly, ikakhulukazi nxa sesixoxisa ngelizwe leZimbabwe, political or any other opinion, national or social origin, property, birth, or other status. Uthi available are more than 500 languages. Ugwalo lolu is available in more than 500 languages and is translated across them all. Ngishilo earlier on ngathi the theme of the 2019 celebrations this year as we are celebrate Human Rights Day is youth standing up for human rights. Now, basho bechasisa ukuthi kungani bakhetha abantu abasukholayo. Why do they select the youth? But youth participation is essential to achieve sustainable development for everybody, for all. Participation in public life is a fundamental principle for human rights. Young people are seeking to participate in all decisions that have direct and indirect impact upon their well-being. Abantu abasakhulayo hanzi vada upinda omunyadze sekwete dzematongero enyika chete asi panokurukurwa nenyaya dzekodzero dzevanhu abantu abasakhulayo bathi hayi ngempela bakhona inhlanganiso ye-United Nations bayaqhubekela phambili besithi they need to be heard to inform more effective decision making and achieve sustainable development for wonke umuntu hayi abantu abasakhulayo kuphela but everybody. Bayaqhubekela phambili besithi youth can play a crucial role in positive change. Bayathi young people have always been major drivers of political, economical, and social transformation. Lokhu kuyakhanya elizweni elifana leZimbabwe. Nxa selikhangela lapho kulabantu abaningi abatshengiselayo emigwaqweni. Muno ona kazhinji vanhu vechidiki vanoaffectwa. Muri kuonawo sangano reUnited Nations navo vanobvumirana nezviri kuitika kuZimbabwe uko vachiti hanzi vanhu vechidiki ndivo vanopusha nyaya. Panokurukurwa nenyaya dzematongerwo enyika mamiriro akaita upfumi hwenyika uyezve yatinoti nechirungu social transformation, machinjiro anoitwa kubatwa kunoitwa vanhu munyika. And they are on the forefront of grassroots mobilizations for positive change and bring fresh ideas and solutions for a better world. That's why inhlanganiso United Nations ilokhu iqhubekela phambili isithi hayi kuqakathekile ngempela for us to focus on abantu abasakhulayo. Bayaqhubeka ngempela besithi empowering youth to better know and claim their rights will benefit everything globally. Besithi young people are often marginalized and encounter difficulties in accessing and enjoying their rights because of their age. Baphinde bathi upholding their rights and empowering them to better know and claim their rights will benefit everyone globally. So that's what the United Nations had to say about this day, the Human Rights Day 2019. Ngiyezwa ukuthi ngilo guest wami ongenayo kuhlelo ongusakhulayo obebandla eliphikisayo ibandla le MDC umnumzana uGift Ostalo Siziba. Ostalo, ngiyakwamukela kuhlelo Bhutunyane.
Ngiyabonga.
Hayi, mina ngiphilile Bhuti, wena unjani lapho khona?
Hayi, ngiyenza sincenga.
Wena Gift, you've been part of Zimbabwe's democracy for a very long time. You've seen the wrath of the Mugabe administration, and you've experienced what some would call the wrath of the Mnangagwa administration. As we celebrate Human Rights Day, awungitshele mnumzana ukuthi wena njengomuntu ongisakhulayo, how do you see a Human Rights Day being treated in a country such as Zimbabwe?
We are celebrating this day at a time where, in my view, we have seen the closure of democratic space, ikakhulu amalungelo abatsha. And iwapha amalungelo abatsha aqakathekileyo ngumbono wami. The first important fundamental human rights for young people is the ability to speak, which is the freedom of speech.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, the freedom of association. And number three, the freedom to demonstrate. Mm-hmm. Why do I say these are important? Most of us young people are unemployed. They have no jobs. Mm-hmm. The huge social crisis in Zimbabwe. And the only way that we can be able to be heard by those in governing, and by the way, the people that are governing at this time when we are celebrating the third generation of human rights,
mm-hmm.
is the team of the old people and the young people, which is those between the ages of 17 and 35, who were the majority of voters in the previous election, have not been able to work. Most of us have never seen what a payslip is like.
Mm-hmm.
And when you want to demonstrate around issues of jobs, decent work, and you realize that there's a new view that is being corrupted, there's suppression of freedom, and to speak. I've been in prison several times around what I've said or around we are gathered. So these are the two most powerful rights that we use as a tool to express our content with young people. But they are being suffered. So we are celebrating this day at a time again where young because Jamara is not with us. Where different young people have been suffered abduction and torture. I've been abducted before, taking maximum prison for basically expressing myself. But there's a constitution that is protecting these rights.
Mm-hmm.
And the International Human Rights Day is formed around the literal a declaration of human rights in the constitutions of different countries. But here in Zimbabwe, we don't respect and realize these particular human rights.
Mm-hmm. Ostalo, so what's going to be on the side of the guest or among the and then I'll come back to you.
Okay.
All right. Zimbabwe, that was our Gift Ostalo Siziba. Yena ong sakulayo obanda ele MDC. Umuwewe chitniki we batu re MDC. Gotwa tina muno zaogt isuse Studio 7. Tino tema tisina divi rataka regere kera. Sakatata aiwa ngatuze o we chitniki we batu re Zanu PF. Tunzo uktu wano ti. Onge na yogushelo ngumnumzana ufarai muvuti we batu re Zanu PF. Umuwewe chitniki wa muvuti. Welcome to the program, bud.
Thank you for having me. My regards to your listeners, and thank you for having me yet again.
Mm-hmm. So, Farai, Human Rights Day in a country like Zimbabwe, is this something we should be celebrating?
Yeah, I think we should. But of course, Zimbabwe is concern does not exist in a vacuum. We are we exist within a global community, a family of nations, and part of the journey of the progression of the evolution of development, or if you look at development theory, in terms of how nations emerge and how we've been able to get a more civilized world. So the consequence of working in concert with global systems.
Mm-hmm.
And part of that journey, as you may know, in 1948, a bunch of nations came together to decide what would be the pathway as to formulate what we now deem as human rights, our Universal Human Rights Declaration. We, of course, as a country, were not privy to that discourse because we were still under coloniality, as you would know.
Mm-hmm.
We waged a war that was protracted as a consequence of British imperialism. We could say that it was thanks to the new culture that the world was developing as created by that 1948 moment through the USSR and Europe and the Americas at the time. We then found it incredible for us to for the League of Nations, as it were, to formulate such a policy, which worked as a springboard, if you will, to assisting us to now, of course, wage a war, but only wage a war, but have precedence as to why the war was being waged. So when we finally get to the negotiation table in 1979. It's part of that. We're part of that entire narrative. Mm-hmm. So it is indeed important. Now, post 1980, of course, our country, as any other emerging country, dealing with absolute laws, which is the case with the Universal Rights of Declaration of Human Rights. When dealing with absolute laws, of course, we have to allow room to evolve, to create our own systems, to get associated to the system that merge with our own social norms and our own critical cultural values, as it were. So I think for Zimbabwe, of course, a lot of work can be done. There's a lot of room and space for improvement, as would be the case in a global context. I'm sure you, as one who resides in America, are currently watching the case between Byron Allen and Comcast, where the very fundamental civil rights of the black community of that country is being jeopardized, also on the basis of economic inclusion, as you'll be aware. So it's a journey that we are too not isolated from, as being part of the global village. So Zimbabwe, like America, like any other country in the world, has its own journey to go through. But I think that with the new political culture, one in which we do not only look at political point scoring, but look at things from a descriptive perspective, not the other one that is dismissive. I think we can get there because human rights do not only speak to governments, of course, because they are part and parcel responsible for that implementation, but equally to the larger society. You cannot legislate a society that does not believe in that particular norm. So collectively, as a people, we have to walk on this journey together, and I think we'll get there.
Mm-hmm. So, Farai, let's take a look at some of the events that have happened in the country over the past, I would say, 2 years since uMongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa was taking over. Zimbabwe thus far has experienced at least 4, if not 5, if not more incidences. Lapho okhona abantu who have been beaten up, people who have lost lives, people who have been abducted, and so forth. Do you feel that government is doing anything to ensure that not only is there rule of law in the country, but the people who have gone to, do these human rights violations have been brought to law?
Well, the first thing, I must disagree with the premise of your question, because mm-hmm. it supposes that these issues are directly related to government or being instigated by the state, which I don't think we've seen any evidence of that yet, mm-hmm. apart from the issues that, of course, the state has taken direct responsibility for, where commissions are made and a possible outcome and recommendations are made to that issue. But to answer your question, it is in the interest of government to do all it can to prevent anarchy and to preserve the dignity of society and equally the sovereign aspect of our nationhood, of which they are meant to preserve and meant to protect. Now, citing some of the issues that you're talking about in terms of abduction and so forth, like I said, you know, credible evidence to that regard in terms of where these issues are emanating from, is yet to be presented. And I don't think so far I've heard a credible case to that account. But what we have seen, however, is we have seen a politicization of an internal issue driven by our economic concerns and economic challenges. But what it does is it sways us from the fundamental developmental agenda. When Emmerson Mnangagwa took power, what he promised and what he intended to do, and he continues to want to do, is to focus on issues of development. What was the first thing he did? He then, immediately after taking power and being granted that ability, winning his mandate, he coalesced with the different political parties that wanted to coalesce. It was not the basis of force. Of course, the predominant opposition party didn't want to take part in that because of the concerns that they shared, which, of course, is their choice. It's neither here nor there. But we have to also look at the fundamental aspect of willing to have dialogue, even with those that he did not agree with.
Mm-hmm.
That willingness is what we deemed would be a determinant. A determinant catalyst to creating a new political culture, because mm-hmm. our country is deeply polarized. So, if you come to the UK, for instance, as you would know in the United States, any polarized society would need collective leadership at some point. And this is the difficulty that we have. Okay, we have one agenda that is seeking to pull towards the other end, and the other looking to pull towards the other end, and then, you know, playing towards political point scoring. But I think that political will from the president's side, from the ruling party side, to want to coalesce and to work together. Not only did he go there, he sat down with people of the LGBT community. We're celebrating Human Rights Rally, Human Rights Today. That is unprecedented in our country. But that was the willingness to want to engage and to listen to all sectors of society. Not only did he do that, he opened up the democratic space. The election process, I'm sure anyone in the MDC would not argue with that fact, that the democratic space was wide open. Now, mm-hmm. in terms of the disturbances that occur after a fully-fledged peaceful process instigated by the opposition, I don't think that the reactions of the security class, which when we look at all security classes around the world, when faced with the challenge of a riotous crowd, which is seeking to create disturbance, not only seeking to create it, they actually created burning cars, something that even the EU and the AU, equally all observers, condemned. They did not just—they of course condemned the government of its reaction, but they equally condemned the protest and in the manner that it was carried out. It's purely unjustifiable to suggest that. But now to use that as a prerequisite for the absence of human rights would be purely absurd. We have of course much work to do, as I said before, as many countries do have work to do. Mm-hmm. But I don't think that we have not seen an emergence of development and a willingness from government by the introduction of MAPA and the many laws that they're trying to introduce and push forward by removing APA and POSA. This equally demonstrates the willingness in the political world for a change mm-hmm. from a governmental perspective.
All right, the guy ndikubathe pamromo and dzokere kuna Ostalios so that we hear ukuthi yena u gift what does he have to say about everything you said. Ostalios usakhona ecingweni? Gift ukhona ecingweni?
Yeah, inkonzo.
Awumphendula uFarai uthi uhulumende is doing everything they can to fix everything. Of course Zimbabwe still has a long journey to go, but yena ubona ngani uMnangagwa is on the right track.
Yeah, I think with due respect, I think Farai, while he wants to sound academic in giving a historic prognosis mm. of the human rights wave, it doesn't then should be concluded that when we saw the first generation of human rights during the term of the struggle, the second generation, and now the third generation of rights, and Zimbabwe automatically becomes part and parcel of that global struggle for human rights, because the issue about human rights is his realization, which is the respect of those rights. Well, the intention around the Universal Declaration of Human Rights is to protect human dignity. And once you say that because there is no commission that has been set or things are not verified, when you've seen that people are being killed in cold blood, when people are being harassed and people are being abducted, I don't think that it reflects a polarized society. It reflects a society that wants to go towards a realization of human rights in rhetoric, but they want to do it in the face of authoritarian tutelage. And in my view, it becomes impossible because there's a clear closure of democratic space, whether it's a civic organization, the political party, or so forth, who wants to demonstrate. The state and the police is very clear that you are not allowed to do so for one or two reasons or the other. So in my view, when that space is being closed, when you go and look at the recent draft of poster, which is the in my view, repeated word, almost word to word with the South African apartheid law, then you know that we're moving backwards in terms of... So I'm talking about human rights discourse in terms of our policy framework, in terms of our legal institute, and then the realization of that. And this is the responsibility of the state to protect those rights. So in my view, I don't see any politicking, I don't see any binary interpretation of these realities, but I see things as they are black and white, but the fundamental human rights. Mm-hmm. And I've said as a young person that in my view, the most important right that I see being suppressed is the freedom to say your mind, the freedom after speech. We have seen people have said their mind and how they've eventually found themselves with threats. The leader of the Zimbabwe Congress of Trade Union just a few months ago received bullets, you know, in his house. And these are things that are happening in broad daylight. So in my view, I think that with all due respect, Farai is misconstrued with the reality of the human rights discourse in this country. Mm-hmm. Yes, the global perspective is correct around how the globe and the world has moved. And I don't think that when a certain country violates human rights and then another country also then automatically gets the right to violate them because some development state is violating human rights, it doesn't follow that. We must recognize our human rights as our constitution that we agreed upon as a nation. So in my view, human rights in Zimbabwe have not been realized. Yes, there are efforts, and in my view, the efforts are on rhetoric, but I've not seen in reality. Just a few hours ago, there was a letter of a group of young people seeking, a police clearance to go and demonstrate against Bus Stop TV for some picture. I don't know where the picture is coming from and how Bus Stop TV has become, you know, a victim of that picture. So in my view, you see this, partisan kind of interpretation, you know, of freedoms, because these are comic people, these are comedians, these are people whom they are right. It happens everywhere. You have the clever ones in South Africa. They use politicians, whether in opposition or in government, to pass humor and interpret societal, relations. So in my view, I don't see anything that would warrant someone to be abducted and beaten over comic.
All right.
So Ostalos, I don't think that we've advanced in terms of realization of fundamental human rights in this country.
All right. What in Mbambu Mlomo, Ntathu Mlaleli, Nditore Mtereri, and then I'll come back to you two gentlemen. Right, uhlelo the connection, uhlelo lethu labasakhulayo okwamanje ecingweni ngilomnumzana Gift Ostalo Siziba owebandla eliphikisayo ibandla le MDC ecingweni njalo kulomnumzana uFarai Mvuti owebandla eleZANU PF. Sikhangela ukuthi Tichange Tina va Paida Saurombe ve Zimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights vachanga vachipindawo muchirongwa vachinyatso zeya vachitsanangura kuti ivo nemaondorawo zviri kufamba sei pano kurukurwa nenyaya yezve kodzero dzevanhu munyika. Asi ndikunzwa ndine mutereri wangu wokutanga, ngilomlaleri wokuqala ongenayo kuhlelo. Asizweni kuti ngubani okhona ecingweni. Khola mutereri, siyakwamukela kuhlelo, tinogamuchira muchirongwa chedu chebe chidiki. Ngubani okhona ecingweni, ndiani ari parinari? Hello, khola.
Hello.
Zviri kufamba here mudara?
Vanyaruwata, Vila Nyaruwata.
Zviri kufamba here vanyaruwata?
Aiwa, ziri kufamba zvazvo.
Aiwa, tiri nani, muri kutifonera muri kupi mugoma?
Mwara Harare.
Ndimi kamuruma Harare. Chiva mato tudzaiwo maondo renyu pamusoro penyaya tinayo. Nasi zuwa rekure International Human Rights Day iro rine chinangwa chekucherechedzwa kokodzero dzevanhu kwete munyika chete but pasi rose nemaondo renyu mungati kodzero dzevanhu dziri kucherechedzwa here kuZimbabwe uko?
Ah, muZimbabwe dzombocherechedzwa.
Hinda.
Ah, zvinhu zvakawandisa takada kuti tinorohwa. Takada chikafu chaiche kuti chiwane ndezvimwe zveziya. Apa muZimbabwe zvinhu zvakato saka zvichikodzera kumborina
eutesendi jeje vasaurombe dingindira regore rino retheme yeHuman Rights Day inoti vechidiki vari kurwira kodzero dzevanhu pasi rose. Mungati vechidiki vari kuita zvese vari kushandisa masimba avo ese here munyika kurwira kodzero dzavo kwete dzavo chete but dzemunhu wese anogara muZimbabwe?
MuZimbabwe hamuna umo vechidiki havasi kodzero vakada kurwira kodzero dzavo vanorohwa vanoitwa sei ivo madhara akaenda kuhondo ndiya isusu ndisikakarwa hondo saka muZimbabwe handifungi kuti hamune hapana zvekuitawo yavaichidika.
Haiwa takunza zvakanaka, tipeiwo mazwi enyu kupedzisira pane umwe muteereri anoda kupinda muchirongwa.
Haiwa muZimbabwe muri kutyorwa zvinofanira kugadziriswa kuti tichiitawo zvatinoitawo kuti zvinhu zviende kumberi.
Haiwa takunzwa zvakanaka Vanyari Wata, tinotenda zvikurusa nekupinda muchirongwa ndetu. Alright, Zimbabwe Muhleli yamuzi umlaleli wethu ongenayo kuhlelo umnumzana Unyari Wata nguye osandungena kuhlelo yena uthi ubona ngani hayi nxa sokukhulunywa ngokuhlonitshwa kwamalungelo abantu elizweni hayi dololodololo akula vele ukuhlonitshwa kwamalungelo abantu. Asiboneni ukuthi abantu bathini emakhasini ethu amathathu kukhasi lethu eleVOA Ndebele. Abantu bayabhala imibono yabo ngempela kula bantu abaningi basebebhala inombolo zocingo besithi bafuna ukungena kuhlelo. Umnumzana uSibo Courage Mnkomo laye usanda ukufaka inombolo uthi ufisa ukungena kuhlelo uthi Mhlabangana uthi amashono bakithi unjani bra team upressure uthi linjani emsakazweni weni siyaphila upressure uphile wa uthi vele eZimbabwe akula kukhululeka ngoba ilizwe liphethwe ngabantu abangela inhliziyo abangela nembeza kuthiwa Hanzi aiwa vanhu iwo vari panyanga vari kutonga nyika yacho Hanzi havana hanya. Tiudzewo maondo renyu kana muchida kupinda muchirongwa +12026192077. Asi ndiri kunzwa ndina guest wangu wechitatu ari kupinda muchirongwa vapaida Saurombe veZimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights. Vasaurombe ndinomugamuchirai muchirongwa mukoma zviri kufamba here?
Tere mukoma maita kwakadii ikoko?
Aiwa isitiri nani muri right here?
Hai ndiri nani chose mukoma wangu.
Ndimi kamunodziziva nyaya dzemahuman rights chibvai mabvamatotiudzawo kuti kodzero dzevanhu dziri kuremekedzwa here kuZimbabwe? Are human rights being respected?
Kodzero vanhu mukati menyika yeZimbabwe mukoma Mike hadzisi kuremekedzwa. Asi I think tofanira kuti titangire pakuti kodzero dzevanhu idzi kuti dzinge dziripo kana kuti dzinge dzichirespektwa chii chatiri kutarisa. Tine here culture yekurespekta mahuman rights mukati menyika yedu yeZimbabwe? Tisati tatotarisa kuti dziri kuremekedzwa nani, vanhu pachezvavo vari kuremekedza rekodzero dzevamwe vavo. Tisati tatarisa kustate, is the state respecting or promoting human rights? Individuals pachavo respecting and promoting human rights kodzero dzevamwe vanhu, umwe wako mwakidzani wako wakagara naye tikuremekedza rekodzero idzodzo. I think ndo patinofanira kuti titangire tozoenda to the higher institutions, kuti ma institutions ari kuremekedza here tichinge taona kuremekedzwa kwekodzero dzemumwe nemumwe zvichibva kune vamwe vedu.
Saka ibvai matsanangura mukoma nekuti you actually touched a very important part that this isn't just something that's happening on a state basis, it's something that's happening even on a grassroots basis. And you asked a very important questions to say, are people respecting each other's rights? Before you even get to the police, the army, the what, just amongst, within communities, are people respecting each other's rights? Have you dealt with cases such as those whereby, I guess, people are now explaining to say, no, this is actually something that starts from the roots before it even gets to the police. It's something that's starting within the communities.
Yes, I think we have dealt with such cases, and on a daily basis, we see such cases taking place. Mm-hmm. Just for example, how people are invading on each other's rights on social media. Take, for example, platform on Twitter. Just yesterday, a whole MP was tweeting, invading on someone's privacy, simply on Twitter saying so-and-so, has got HIV and AIDS and is spreading HIV and AIDS and unfounded allegation on Twitter, and that's an invasion on someone's rights, on someone's privacy. And in order for us to establish a culture of human rights, and in order for us to have our institutions respecting and promoting human rights, it should start from the individual. Then it goes to the institutions themselves. There was so much that is happening in Zimbabwe in terms of individuals dealing with each other on a daily basis. Rights are not being respected,
mm-hmm.
and that is the foundation of rights. Not to say that the state is absolved because individuals are not doing anything, but we need to establish and we need to create a culture of human rights in our country.
Mhm. Regai nikubate ipamuromo vasaurombe ndiba ndatora mutereri then ndodzoka kwamuri andisi.
Thank you.
All right, Zimbabwe Muhle, that was uMnumzana uPhaida Saurombe owenhlanganiso eZimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights. Asizweni ukuthi umlaleli ongenayo kuhlelo mutereri akupinda muchirongwa iyano maondro akadi. Khola mlaleli ngiyakwamukela kuhlelo ndiromgamchira muchirongwa. Welcome to The Connection. Who's on the line there?
Makadi zwenyu.
Ngithola andina kunzwa zithare yenyu mathi ndiyani?
Andandi Joe.
Mkoma Joe, zviri kufamba he?
Nah, ndizvo zvazvo.
Muri kutifonera muri kupi Mkoma Joe?
From Chivu.
Kuri seiko kuchivu Mkoma?
Haiwa, kuri zaiti kuri kunaya zvako.
Nyaya iri mugango mainzwa Mkoma Joe. Hanzi vechidiki ndimi muri kurwira kodzero dzevanhu kuZimbabwe. Muri kubvumirana nazvo here izvozvo? Foni yenyu inenge iri kunetsa Mkoma Joe, I think maswedera kana kuti mamuvha chingogarai panzvimbo imwe chete. Right, ipapo pamuri mamuchitichi?
Ndanchiti kuZimbabwe kuno kunawo dzekodzero inawo dzinoneka dzinotemesa musoro, because panota kuti udzame kuti uzvinyidze pakodzero dzako, pane zvinhu zvizhinji zvinokona kuitika kwawo.
Zvinhu zvakadiko nai Mkoma?
Zvinoendana nekuti kodzero dzauda kumirira dzakamira sei, but especially iye kuno kuZimbabwe nawo dzepolitical issue ndo dziri kunyanya kuvhiringidza kodzero dzevanhu.
Zvino iyo United Nations iri kuti munhu wese anofanira kuva ane kodzero yake yekusarudza kana waari kuda kuvhotera kana kuti waari kuda kunamatira, zvese izvozvo. Mungati hurumende yeZimbabwe iri kuda kuzviremekedza here izvozvo? Kana kuti ine chivimbo here chekuzviremekedza izvozvo?
Ya, hurumende ingakoda yokuzviita, but ikada kuzotarisa manje, especially takutarisa pamapolitical issues. Kana tadzika zvasi kune vanhu upi, especially kumaruwa, kune kusina vanonyanyozvitarisa, tinoona kuti kune kumbunikidza kwakanyanyisa kwekuti kune kuchikidzirana, kuvhundutsirana, zvokuti kuti munhu azonyatsoita kodzero yake nemwoyo wake chaiwo chaiwo, zvinhu zvinonetsa, nekuti unogona kusatevererwa because waratidza kodzero yako pachena. Saka vanhu vanotya, ndochokwadi chiri kuti kada kuti asabva pana 2013 paya pfungwa idzidzo dzichiri muvanhu, dzekuti munhu anotya kuti chii chinozondiwira ukaratidza kodzero yako pachena, because hapana munhu anozokwanisa kukumiririra kana uchinge waratidza kodzero yako, then kana zvinhu zvako zvokuwira zvinokuwira uri wega. Hapana munhu anozokwanisa kuzokurwira kana zvinhu zvacho zvakuwira. Saka vanhu havangosiyana nazvo, hapasisina mukana wakajeka wekuti munhu anyatsoratidza kodzero dzake.
Mvunzo wangu upedzera kwa muri mukoma Joe, parunare tinava paida saurombe sangano re Zimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights. Ivo vatsanangura vakati pane mvunzo mukuru unofawo bvunzwa nemunhu wese, especially vanogara kuZimbabwe. Hanzi kodzero dzevanhu hadzisi kungombunyikidzwa nemapurisa nemauto chete. Nangwe vanhu pache zvavo ikoko kwavari kugara, hanzi vari kumbunyikidza kodzero dzevamwewo. Mungati chinhu chiri kutangira macommunities here kana kuti mapurisa nemauto ndivo vari kuunza mhirizhonga iri kuitika mumacommunities?
Ya, ichokwadi chataurwa nasavaurombi. Paishe makodzero inotangira mumafamilies. Tikatadza kuibata zvakanaka mumafamilies inospreada kuenda kumavillages. Then ichipedzisira yava issue inobata nyika yose. Kodzero dzomumafamilies ndopakunyatsotariswa. Sometimes unogona kuchora kodzero yemumwe munhu usingazivi kuti uri kuchora kodzero yemumwe munhu within the family. Then within the village, let's say muri kugara muri mureserve, unogona kutochora kodzero yemumwe munhu munzvimbo yamunenge muchigara imomo. Saka inhau tinototangira at family level up to the nation level.
Aiwa, takunzwa mukoma Joe, tinotenda zvikurusa nekupinda muchirongwa mungwana. All right, Zimbabwe muhle lo ngumlalelo wethu uJoe useHarare yena ungenile kuhlelo sike sambuza ngempela umbono kaPaida Saurombe esithi ubudlwangudlwangu iviolence eyenzakalayo yena uSaurombe uthi yebo ngempela amaphoyisa lamabutho bona they are also conducting some form of violence kodwa even emphakathini between abantu abaphila labanye abantu emphakathini sikekakafaka amaphoyisa lamabutho ukuthiwa ikhona i-violence eyenzakalayo amalungelo abantu ayaphulwa. Asiboneni ukuthi abantu bathini emakhasini ethu. Upressure ubhali ngempela umbono wakhe esithi hhayi ukhanya ngani ubona ngani amalungelo abantu ahlonitshwa. URose Ndlovu uyafaka inombolo uthi plus what hhayi sizabona ukuthi lakho kumxhuma yini uRose Ndlovu. Asambeni siyoxoxa lo Farai siza ukuthi yena uFarai uthini. Farai, are you still on the line? But Vamuvuti. Farai Muvuti, are you still on the line?
Yes, I'm still on the line. Can you hear me?
Yes, now I can hear you. You heard a lot of things that seem to come out of the callers, especially the last caller. He touched on something that's very important, the issue of political tolerance, the issue of people being scared to voice how they really feel. As a young person who's supporting the, I guess, the party that's governing the nation, what is your take on that? How do you think an issue like that can be fixed?
Thank you, by the way. And also, if you allow me to thank the caller and the callers with many contributions, especially the lawyer, the human rights lawyer. So I forgot his name. It's Gift, is it?
No, that's Paida Saurombe. Gift is the MDC.
Okay, right. So Paida Saurombe. That was a great contribution, I think. So let me start from what Gift said, which I think is critical. Let's start from the cultural perspective. Mm-hmm. If you go back slightly to the 60s, even within our community, there's still forging the liberation struggle forces that would then go and embark upon the movement that we then saw bring liberation to the country. But equally at that time was a cultural norm there that was not tolerant, especially when it came to issues of political divergence. If you see the emergence of ZAPO and ZANU, it was a time when you couldn't walk in high field with Urimun where ZAPO Airoa. In the emergence of ZANU PF. It's the emergence of ZANU at the time. You know, so there is that. So we are not as humanity, as a Zimbabwean society, there are histories that form us. And those histories remain a part of us. So part of that reform agenda is to open up this discussion and talk about it in earnestness, as we are trying to do now, which is about talking about what are our cultural social norms. How do they approach the issue of human rights? Because you cannot, it's one thing to have it as a law, but you cannot legislate behavior, especially if it's deeply entrenched in a society. Moving forward, so if, for instance, even when you look at the discourse of violence, for instance, the index of violence within our country is not one that is brought by just a political angle. You can see it within our very own traditions. You can see it within the way we deal with conflicts in our communal societies. So looking at it from a broader perspective allows us to understand that, well, in order to build tolerance, we must open it up. There should not be a brain culture, but one that looks at society as a whole. You see what I mean? Mm-hmm. So by looking at society as a whole, we can analyze it better and create diagnostics that allow us to now move together, not on the basis of partisanship, but looking at developing our society on an equal basis. So what the lawyer touched upon was critical. What is the cultural aspect? Now let's move on to, okay, the political aspect, the political dispensation. Well, it has to start off by firstly respecting the institution. You cannot strengthen an institution by denigrating its ability to operate. Now, of course, we may have differences with these institutions, but especially one coming from a party whose executives, or 90% of those executives or officers of the court, you'd anticipate that they respect the court. But that culture isn't there. So how then do you expect the followers to adopt the culture of respecting critical institutions? But it's not to suggest that these institutions are 100% efficient. Not at all. I think we can all accept that our institutions need strengthening, especially for a country with, in terms of internal inflow, in terms of capital inflow, because the institutions are not strengthened by speech, they're strengthened by resources. Mm-hmm. Now, with our inability to access funds, especially for those who support an international embargo to disallow us to have the ability to trade on an equal footing as any other country does, and especially have government-to-government aid as it were, those issues have paralyzed our ability to move forward. So we have to look at things as they exist, not as we would like them to be. Mm-hmm. So, and just to address something that what Jeff was pointing to in terms of the non-existent, the binary aspect. You know, if you look back at 1948 when the Universal Human Rights Declaration was being formed, there were two arguments there. There were two warring factions there. There was one from the emerging states and one from the developed states. And the emerging states were asking, well, we have critical human rights, that we deem fundamental because we have not yet created institutions that are strong enough for us to address all the other civil aspects. So what then takes precedence? I think that's the argument we continue to have now. And those critical human rights are the right, the access to water, access to food, access to education. These three basic rights, we cannot say we've fully done. I mean, post-independence, we did extremely well by building over 600 high schools when there were just a handful. Now we have about 18 universities. We've gone as far as in terms of addressing the AIDS epidemic at the time. We did quite extensively in terms of even addressing infant mortality. But as a consequence of what we now see as, of course, the global economy as it shifted and commodity prices shifted, maybe you could equally blame perhaps government incompetence to a degree, but then if you address that with drought and climate change and issues relating to our inability to borrow, these things, these desires that we have, the question is how do we then distinguish what is of national interest, especially for a party that is supporting an external infringement of our ability right. to access trade.
Let me hold you there for one second, Farai.
They are interconnected to the broader narrative of human rights.
Farai, hold on for one second, and then I'll come back to you. He's been holding for quite a while, I guess.
Alright, no problem.
Alright, what's in the tatum lalin rugunzo on the name Terry Cola Mlaling Yagwamge Lokshelo Arpar Narin Dan?
Hello, Dimitra Makoa.
Martin Diwani?
Aaron.
Mkoma Aaron, Zuru Famba.
I want Zuru Famba, Zuma Fit, Zuku Shushikana, Taur Kayo, Shua Kodzero Zivana, Diku Reneke.
Kondiana Rumbu Nikiza Kodzero Zivan, when you come home.
Tinongoona ivo vanoti vemutemo ava nekuti vanotsvagirira vanhu kana vachida kurakidza zvavanoda kurakidza kuti zvichemo zvavo zvidzike kana kuti zvinenge zvichiwanetsa zvisvikewo kune vanhu asi tinoona vanhu vachirambidzwa kuita zvinhu zvakaita saizvozvo.
Saka zvino
zvakaita semadhokuta dzanga dzichiitika vaiona pamwe pacho havanonyatsi kupiwa mukana kuti varakidze zvavari kuda kurakidza. Kunyange vadzidzisi, kunyange madhipatimendi akasiyana-siyana, vanhu vanenge vaine zvichemo zvavo, tinoona sekuti ivo vemutemo vandi vanenge vasiri kunyatsokupa vanhu mukana kuti vairakidze zvavanenge vachishungurudzika nazvo.
Aiwa, takungaizvo
zvinotibata-bata, tinoda kuti dai zvagadziriswawo kuti vanhu vatsanangure zvavanenge vachida vasingatye kurohwa kana kuti kutyisidzirwa, tichingotaura kuti zvinhu zvedu zvitinakire munyika muno.
Aiwa, takunzwa zvakanaka mukoma, tinotenda zvikuru nekupinda muchirongwa. Nete mukoma Aaron.
Ndatenda zvangu, mnovadonaka tibatsira kusekudai.
Aiwa, ndizvo izvozvo, chirongwa ndechenyu, handiti baba.
ndatenda maita zvenyu.
Right, Zimbabwe muhleli yamuzwa umnumzana Aaron vamakova vari kuZimbabwe avo vapinda muchirongo akata nxa sesixoxa lokuhlolintshwa kwelungelo loluntu elizweni hayi cha hapana zvakadaro. Ngatiendei kuna vasaurombe tonzwa kuti ivo vane maondoro akadii. Vasaurombe muri parunare here?
Ndichipo mukoma Mike.
Manzwa zvizhinji zvataurwa navamuvhuti pane umwe womuteerera bva kupinda muchirongwa. Ngatinzwei kuti mina maondoro akadii.
Ndinotenda saka tichibva pane zvataurwa navamuvhuti kuti if we establish a culture of human rights from the societies where we are coming from, it then permeates and it goes further kuti inobata mainstitutions edu. But besides bata mainstitutions edu, isu pachedu tikasadzvinyirirana, tikasabatirana pakodzero dzedu, if we do not violate our human rights for each other, we then get people in institutions who have a culture of respecting human rights. And we then get institutions that can be able to promote human rights. And of course, my institutions, we really do have a big challenge in terms of Zimbabwe. Recently, we have been having police brutalizing people on the streets, which is quite unfortunate. And that culture needs to stand. The three pillars of human rights, which is to promote, protect, and respect of human rights, needs to be entrenched in our societies, needs to be entrenched in our culture. But besides that, we have got all other aspects. Currently, as a country, we are facing an economic turmoil, and you find that your rights are often or they are affected. But maybe just going back a little bit, International Human Rights Year this year, making youth to stand up. If we are going to instill a culture of human rights in our young people, we create a generation that protects human rights. I think one vote we are going to get back, looking at where have we come from as a country. We have had a culture, we have had a history which is embedded in violence. We need to win ourselves from that, and we need to talk to each other as a country. We need to talk to each other as a society. We cannot have a violence, thinking that violence can solve chino. And not trying to communities, like I've been saying, we cannot solve issues by using violence, by torturing each other. We need to create a platform, especially with our young people, that we can actually talk to each other, no matter how we disagree with each other, but let us respect each other in those disagreements. And in that way, we create a culture of human rights. And if we create that culture, let it permeate, let it go into our institutions. In having human rights protected, promoted, and respected.
Aiwa takunzwai zvakanaka vasaurombe. Violence begets violence. Those are the words of Paida Saurombe. Right, isikhathi sesidliwe mtswakazo muhle tasvika kumagumo echirongwa chedu chanhasi. Ngatipei vaostalos mukana kuti ivo vopeta chirongwa. Mr. Gift Ostalos, usakonekcingweni? Gift. Hayi, ngibona ngani uGift akekho ocingweni. Hayi, zulukandaba besizama ukuthi simnikeze yena uOstalos ithuba lokuthi avalelise uhlelo. Vamuvuthi, your last words are in within 30 seconds.
Firstly, thank you for having me on the show, and thank you for a wonderful debate. I really appreciate the words of our lawyer, Paida. I think this is exactly what I need, what our society needs. Could it be like a tolerant society? We equally need to be honest about our contribution towards that society in what establishes the present. But we are also, by not only looking at what establishes the present, but equally not being ahistorical, looking at our past honestly, and uncovering the dark side of our past and depoliticizing that past so we can look at it in with the agenda to reform it and change it so we can build a better Zimbabwe in which we can disagree politically.
but coal, yes, nevertheless. Mm-hmm.
All right. Thank you so much, gentlemen. Thank you so much to Gift Ostalo Siziba for joining me on the program. Thank you to Farai Muvuti. And thank you to Baida Saurombe. Njalo wonke umuntu ongenela yokuhlelo, wonke umuntu obhalileyo imini leyizelo. Ngiyabonga. Anokoneka nemfaro. Ndini Mike Hove. Bye-bye.